This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Yeah, so we have definitely entered into the new radio year. Very exciting stuff. I've been listening to the station literally from 6 a.m. in the morning, and I've been enjoying every single one of the shows.
Yeah, yeah.
It really is amazing. And I think it's also a great way that we've also entered into a new month. Mm. And I don't know about you. Are you one of those people who, when you get into a new month, it's new month, new me kind of vibe?
Not really. No.
You don't do that.
No. If I do that, I'm just succumbing to the pressure of society.
Yeah. I don't at all, you know.
You go with the flow.
Yeah. I wake up and I live my life.
But it depends. It depends what it is that you're saying. When you say new
month,
new me. It depends
what
it
is.
No. There's nothing new under the sun. Even the Bible does say.
Of course.
But you decide to think and be delusional about the newness of your life. Yeah. Right? Mm. So they say that, there's a study that actually shows that by Valentine's Day, about 80% of people have actually fell off their aspirational wagon. So every single one of the goals that they've initially set for themselves in the beginning of the year, they've decided that, you know what? It's chai. It's game over. Let's wait for the next year. So right now, there are people out there who are saying that I'm waiting for 2024.
Yeah, get us. I'm happy next year.
But
of course, the 80% though is a large number. I think that is what is worrisome.
Yeah.
For that large number of people to already throw in their towel and say, you know, but I wanted to find out if, you know, you also fall under the same category. Like, have you decided, it's game over. You know, are you on the new month, new me vibe also?
No.
Or are you the totally, you know, pusher?
Well, not in that way, because Yarago is a bit extreme, my friend. But for me, I think if the goals are too unrealistic, then it would be difficult. If I say I want to lose weight or gain weight in a week or a month, then those things are a bit unrealistic, you know. Or for me, you know, I want to have found a brother in a month. It's not possible. It's really not, you know.
Wow.
But yeah, no, I don't think I'm the type, unless it's realistic.
Yeah.
Unless it's goals that are achievable. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get you. I get you. But it's also, the thing is this, right? New month, new you. So when every month there's what change?
I am that person. For me, I'm definitely the new month, new me kind of girl. New week, new me kind of girl. It's a Monday, new vibes, new energy, new everything. And let me tell you, right? I think that it's a bit hard to be consistent with some of your goals.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's something about entering into a new month and entering into a new week where you're like, okay, let's try again. You know, like it's a new month.
In terms of what?
Fresh.
The thing is, in terms of what?
Exercising.
The new what, mostly it has to do with maybe spirituality or mental health, you know. If maybe last week, nali dirilwele, wakusha. And then this week, I'll make sure that whatever it was that caused the fight, maybe it was me, I have to reevaluate, gather myself and say, okay, I need to do better in this situation. So it's a new me is an everyday thing.
Yeah. I think we better ourselves, with each passing day, whether we do it consciously or, you know, or not. But new month, every day.
New month, new me. You're not saying new day. For me, every single new month, I revisit my goals and I'm like, you haven't exercised.
Yeah.
Your mukaba is falling off your tummy. And now I need to get my game together. So it's a new month. It's a new me. So today I'm a brand new person. Who you met yesterday is not who I am today.
All right. So maybe let us also invite you to be a part of this discussion. Okay. You're more than welcome. You can text us on 079-899-6226. Now, taking a look at the goals that you've set for yourself for the year, okay, what is your progress so far?
Mm.
You know, I don't set, like Shamula said, I don't set unrealistic goals. I just try to push the bar a bit, but I don't jump onto the other side.
No.
Yeah, unrealistic, right? So this year, two out of the park. I'm in a film, I'm in a movie. That is goal one.
You're flying.
I just emceed my first gig this past Saturday.
How was that?
Teach us how.
It was nerve-wracking to speak, and the way this, it was set up, to speak to people of that magnitude, because I speak to people on radio. So people think, oh, just because you work on radio, you'll make a great MC. Mm-hmm. It does not work like
that. So you love it now?
I love it now. It's, it's now my new stream of income, of revenue. So let us talk about it, okay? Are you in the, were there, you, every month knew you, are you in Tremolo Marule, you, you know, you, you walk the tightrope for, you know, what is safe and what is not. So taking a look at the goals that you've set for yourself for the year 2023, okay? What is your progress so far? Mukavola Otlakai. Have you quit that cigarette? Have you gone to gym? Mm. Are you consistent with going to gym?
Have you met that brother at church?
Have you decided it's game over?
No.
Oh man. 079-899-6226. Guys, Ntamu is dropping hints, okay?
Yes, please.
079-899-6226. So our discussion for today, right? Here's what we're talking about, and we're inviting you to be a part of this chat. Taking a look at the goals that you've set for the year 2023, right? It's what month are we in? March.
March, yes.
Ramon March, you know. Okay, so you had January, February, Ramon March. So the goals that you've set for yourself for 2023, so far, how are they looking?
Yeah.
What is the progress?
There are those who are saying it's chai, game over, we'll try again next year, we're just gonna go with the flow through the rest of the year. And those who still have some really strong momentum, they're pushing, it's going well. Mm. I've been seeing a lot of, especially gym people, hey, one of those people are so consistent. Like, nobody's as consistent as people who go to the gym. Love it for you guys, love it for you guys.
I'll tell you my encounter with the gym. A bit later on, I promise. It's not a good one.
And there are those people who are saying that, listen, new month, new me, like myself, I'm like, it's a brand new month. How you experienced me yesterday is definitely not how I am today. Not at all.
So we're going to be checking out your messages, right? 079-899-6226. You want to check out one now?
Oh, yes. Here is one. Funny enough, I didn't set any other goals besides financially this year. Okay. I just wanted to fully enjoy this year, but otherwise, I am definitely doing well with my tight financial goals. Teach me your ways, my sister.
Please, man.
Teach me your ways.
Please. Thank you so much for that message. We will be checking out more in a short while. Keep them coming. 079-899-6226. Let us talk about it. And some people are ashamed to speak about their failures. Like, we set these big resolutions and goals, and then we quit, like, in 2 months, and we feel bad, and we don't want to talk about it. But it's fine. This is a safe space.
It's a safe space.
Capricorn Drive is a safe space.
I'm saying that I haven't achieved any goals since the year began, so I'm starting today. Today, officially, I woke up, I prayed, I journaled, and I did like 5 sit-ups, and I'm good.
You're good. You see, you started. You started somewhere. That is all that matters. So, taking a look at your goals that you've set for yourself for this year, so far, what is the progress? How are you doing? 079-899-6226.
But right now, we are taking a look at some of the goals that we've set in the beginning of the year, and we want to find out from you what the progress is so far. About 80% of people, by the time it's Valentine's Day, we're literally like about 45 days into the year now. And there are some people who are like, listen, it's game over for me, it's chai. And then there's people like me who's like, a brand new month, the new me, new month. And then there are those people who literally have been pushing since the beginning of the year. And we ask you to send in your messages on the studio WhatsApp text line. And here they go. Ata D, we welcome Diva with warm hearts. My goal started last year, October, when I weighed myself and found out, Khuri, I weigh 105 kilograms.
Sheesh.
And from there, I decided to start banting. I put on hold starch, fizzy drinks, junk food, and beer. And I've also started jogging. I tell you, Khuri, now I have lost 20 kilograms. From extra, extra large to medium. Please, this man deserves a horn, okay?
Sheesh, man.
This is Isaac Matere from Bulubedu Hamatipane.
So my problem, and he is my new role model right now, Isaac. I gotta say that, you know, for my height, I am how short am I? Not how tall. I think I'm 165, and I weigh 90. That's a lot for somebody my height.
Okay.
That is too much, actually. You know what I mean? So ideally, I need to lose 20. Kilos, just like like Isaac Day. And for me, it's difficult because I love beer. All these other things, junk food, I mean, I literally eat healthy junk food if there's something like that. You know what I mean? But yeah, that one.
Lent started last week. It's not too late for you to join in. Okay. Here's another one. Afternoon team. One of my New Year's resolution was to explore my Tanzanian. And I'm happy to report that it is going well. I've even opened a page called Explore Tanzanian and have been to various places in Tanzanian as well. Man.
Shout
love
out.
Love this.
Yeah, Ehon also. Yeah.
Okay, let's just hear one last voice note and then we get to talk to a life coach to really just unpack everything for us because, well.
Mwana nangwa go go bele tshi Jimmy wa ngwa gara ke na steroid ke na deep ball ke na whey protein and my goal we are real at code 14 ba ha ha bona ke batsene le Jimmy lo gara drive school lo gara ke berele le yona ntle la ke ke thoka re real golf nyana ka moga ke re bona ke ya tsenelela mari ya di chipi ku to romela snap sa ka bona ke ruru ga o kare ke nna en khaisi ba itsheji ka ara ga abupi yona e go mo gara re testing ngwana ka ke mangwe mama bolo the biggest pitbull lengusha bo se ba na tsware ke mo ga ke kwa bo se ja o ka re ke beginner na ka mo studio ke le lebele tshi ka bo matho.
He actually did send a picture. He said he's going to send us a picture of how he looks right now. Can you open that picture and see the buff? Oh, there, that's muscles.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
Johnny Bravo was found shaking, my
yo,
brother.
Yo. Okay. You did mention we're going to be joined by somebody.
Yes, we are joined by an award-winning life coach. And I think award-winning is even the best way to even go about it because we need to know.
Yeah.
We need to know how we need to go about the rest of the months that we still have through the rest of the year as well right now,
yes,
right?
Yes.
For those who are saying the momentum is still there, we're pushing. For those who are saying new month, new me. For those who are saying, I know, guys, let's try in 2024. Yvette Rachikopa, who is an award-winning life coach, is going to be helping us right now.
So we lost her a little bit there. Henok is trying to get her back on the line. And I think one of the first questions I'd love to ask her is, somebody asked me right now, like you and I were talking about the guy that lost 20 kg, right? And then I said, Ore, I'm eating healthy junk. So I just got a text here which says, what the hell is healthy junk? If there's such a thing called healthy junk. All right, Yvette, welcome to Capricorn Drive.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Now, before we get into the serious stuff, can I ask you this question personally? Is there a thing called healthy junk, Yvette?
Hey. I think, you know what, man?
Yeah.
I don't think there's healthy junk. I think, you know, maybe, you know, like those dried fruits, you know, that have a little bit of sugar on them because people don't know that that's actual sugar. Maybe that's healthy junk or nuts. Not that good with the spices on. So yeah. That's what I snack on. So maybe kia na yo.
Okay, no. Roger that. That's me heading to the W to go get.
Love it for you, D. Love, love, love it for you. Now, we've entered into a new month. And there are people like me saying it's new month, new me. D saying every day is a brand new day to start over. Some people have given up on their goals for 2023. And we wanted to find it from you. If you could please share with us, why is it so easy for so many people to just give up before they even start with the race?
I think a lot of people, especially when it comes to New Year's resolutions, they set their goals. They set very unrealistic goals, right? I think the one person that texted and said, you know, they got on a health fitness plan, they got on a diet, all of that. So they took all the actual steps, and I'm sure they didn't do it alone. But a lot of people just say, hey, I want to lose 60 kilograms, you know, within 2 weeks, or by this date it will be this. And also they set the goal for all the wrong reasons. Right. I think the reason why a lot of people aren't consistent enough is because they are just setting unrealistic goals. They don't actually follow through with the support that the goals need to say, this is the first action step that I need. This is the support that I'll need in terms of a fitness trainer or a life coach, or I'll need this and this and this. And these are the structures I'll put in place to kind of allow me to achieve my goals. So I think it's very much so the unrealistic goal setting.
And for someone who has decided that, you know what, let's close it up, how would you encourage them to actually try and regain the momentum to picking up those pieces and just to keep pushing for the rest of the year? I mean, we literally are just 2 months into the year. It's too early to give up, hey?
It's definitely too early. I think that work towards your goals in a way that speaks to you and in a way that's fun to you, right? So a lot of times have you seen how many gym memberships start to escalate in January and February, and then they go down, right? But not everybody enjoys gym, but we think that's the only way we can achieve the fitness goal. Maybe for you, dancing works. Maybe running works. maybe a yoga class would work for you a little bit better for your body and will allow you to be consistent. And number two is, I think it's about that realistic goal to say, I'll start, you know, most people start big and then they, it goes, it becomes lesser and lesser and lesser over time. So instead of saying I'll run every single day of the week, start by saying, okay, I'm going to make sure I run at least once this week. And then the next week I'll run twice. And then the next week I'll run three times. By the time you get to number five, you've built up consistency over time and you haven't set yourself up for failure in the sense that you set an unrealistic goal. So I think start small and then build it up rather than starting with a big goal and then working backwards. Mm. I think it works better when you work it the other way around and you actually build up on your goal over time. And number three is have accountability. Someone to keep you accountable, a personal trainer, a coach, somebody that can assist you in that regard, or even a friend to kind of keep you working towards your goal. Mm,
that is true. Ndivo, I've assigned you personally now on air as my accountability partner.
I was about to say the same thing about you.
I need to drop weight. It's scary. I need to drop weight. So, Yvette, before we let you go, lastly and real quick, how consistency, right? How can one remain consistent in that race?
Consistency is a muscle that you build like every other muscle. I remember when I was working on consistency, I chose one thing that I could do every single day. So I would say you can build your consistency. Maybe if you can start with prayer or something that seems a bit easier to you and make sure that you do that every single day and no excuses, right? You find a way to get that 5 minutes of prayer in or 5 minutes of gratitude in or 5 minutes of exercise. So consistency is a muscle, and how you build it is by exercising that muscle regularly. But again, remember I said it starts with setting a small goal that you can actually achieve rather than a big goal. So if you say, okay, I am going to exercise daily, just start with 10 minutes, right? And then do make sure you do the 10 minutes. Whether you do it at 10 p.m., whether you do it at 1 a.m. or right after work, as long as you get it done. And that way your brain is going to start to understand that, okay, this is something that you can do. This is a part of your routine. And then it's going to be easier to maintain it. And then you loosen up later once it's part of your routine. So that's how you build consistency, by not making any excuses and making sure that you get up and not basing it on how you feel.
Wow. Okay. I think you're talking to me, Yvette. It's fine. I've absorbed that. I really have. And I hope everybody else that is tuned into this conversation has absorbed that. And also another thing that I hope for, Yvette, this is not our last conversation. Okay.
Yes. Our next conversation is going to be how to celebrate yourself, because that's what's going to be happening.
Yvette, thank you so much.
I'm keen.
Yeah. No. We'll definitely give you a call. Thank you so much for taking our call this time. And we really appreciate you. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Okay.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Pleasure. There you have it, Ndivo. Yeah,
we're going to collect some bottles for celebration for the end of the year. We're going to have Yvette on the show, and we're going to have you as well.
Join in,
and we'll pop all those bottles.
All right. Beautiful conversation. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to leave it there. Thank you so much to you also for sending through your messages.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.